Cecil. I'm sorry that you got arrested.
Oh, that's all right. Everyone has to be arrested sometime or other in their life.
Yes, I guess so. Uncle Thomas says that you have to eat a peck of dirt before you die.
Stop talking about dying, will you? I feel low enough as it is.
Well, Cecil, I've made up my mind.
Was that what you were doing?
I've decided something.
I wouldn't be thrilled now if you had an inspiration and invented something.
I'm going to help you.
You're going to help me? How?
I'm going to help to keep you from going to jail.
I don't know how I'll get out of it. We don't dare tell your uncle about being arrested. And I'd leave home before I'd tell my aunt. Oh, I'm sunk. It's bread and water for me from tomorrow on.
Cecil, the judge might leave you off, mightn't he?
Fat chance. I'm sunk already, I told you.
Oh, no, you're not, Cecil. I'm going to help you.
Well, Joan of Arc, what can you do?
Well, I'll go to court with you, and I'll throw myself on the judge's mercy.
Yeah, and be thrown out on your ear. It won't do.
Now, Cecil, everything's all right. Yes, sir.
Everything isn't all right, so stop saying that.
Well, Cecil, have you an idea?
I've an idea that it'll be just my luck to go up before the hardest, meanest old traffic judge in the country.
Well, what do you think he'll do, Cecil?
He'll give me a choice of taking 5 days in jail or paying a $50 fine.
Well, which will you choose?
Now, where would I get $50? Tell me that.
Tell your aunt.
No. I'd never hear the end of it. You don't know her.
Well, I'd borrow it from Uncle Thomas, but I'm afraid.
Oh, gee, I don't want to go home.
Well, come on in the house. You don't have to leave right away.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Come on, Cecil. Something will happen.
What you mean is the axe will fall tomorrow. It'll be my neck.
Now stop worrying. I'm going to think of something.
I'm sorry, but next year will be too late.
I'm just thinking of a plan now.
Well, I don't want your help. I've had a sample of it before. It usually gets me in deeper.
Oh, Cecil, how can you say that when I nearly made the cop let you off?
Did someone hit you on the head or something?
Well, I was just going to when he went away.
Did your uncle go around in the back of the house?
He's around in back, yes. Go on in.
All right. Oh, gosh. Now I've got to think of an excuse to get off tomorrow.
Cecil, I'm going to go to court with you.
You are not either.
I am so, too.
Now, Sally, I don't want you.
But maybe I can help you.
I'd like to know how.
So would I right now.
No, I'm going alone.
Well, no one can stop me from going in the court.
Now, Sally, we can't both appear.
We can and are.
Oh, all right, then. What'll you tell your uncle?
Well, you can tell him now that it's your birthday while you're here at the house, and ask him if it's all right if you don't come down tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll say yes.
Yes, and when I don't show up for 5 days, what then?
Where will you be for 5 days, Cecil?
In jail, of course.
Oh, goodness. Well, I could tell him that you got sick eating cake and candles.
And what about you? If you're going to court, what excuse will you give?
Well, in the morning when Uncle Thomas goes down to the store, I'll tell him that I'm staying home.
You gotta have an excuse.
I'll say I have a toothache.
And he'll make you go to the dentist.
Well, I'll have goodness.
Why not have a fit?
Oh, Cecil. Oh, I know, I'll have a headache.
All right. Where's your uncle? I gotta tell him it's my birthday tomorrow.
He'll come in the house in a minute. Let's make our plans now.
There are no plans to make. At 10 tomorrow, I've got to be at the courthouse.
Will you pick me up in Ben Hur?
Yes, and please be ready. I can't be late. Judges are funny about not wanting to wait.
Cecil, we just can't let you be locked up.
Darn it, what can I do? I'll have to tell my aunt something. She'll have a fit when I stay away overnight.
Oh, goodness. Well, what will you do, Cecil?
I don't know. Just one thing left.
What, Cecil?
I'll have to take poison. I don't want to die.
Oh, no, Cecil, it's not bad as that.
Oh, it's worse.
Cecil, I shall save you.
All right.
But I shall. They must not put you in jail.
And what prevents them?
Well, I have a plan. They wouldn't put you in jail if you were crazy, would they?
I'm crazy already. I'm crazy for ever trying to teach you how to drive, for letting you drive my own car downtown, and letting us get a ticket.
Cecil, answer me. They couldn't arrest you if you were crazy, could they?
No. I don't know. Why?
Well, it seems to me, I read something in a paper once about not guilty because of insanity.
Oh, So you think I could get off if I acted insane, huh?
Yes, that wouldn't be hard to do, would it, Cecil?
Thanks, but you're all wet.
Cecil, you said they'd lock you up. It's your only chance.
Do you know what they do when you're crazy?
They let you go, don't they, Cecil?
Oh, yes. They let you go, all right.
There, see? It's simple.
But instead of giving you 5 days in jail, they give you 5 years in an asylum.
Oh. That wouldn't do then, would it?
Laugh that off.
Well, that's just one plan gone wrong. I'll think of another good one in just a minute.
Oh, gee, Sally, it's no use. I gotta face the music.
But, Cecil, don't you see? You can't. Unless you want to tell everything. Your aunt wouldn't let you be arrested, would she?
No, of course not.
Well, that's the only thing left. You mustn't go to jail.
Yeah, but I know what she'd do. Oh, she'd pay my fine all right, but...
Well, that's simple then. It won't be hard to tell her.
But, wait till I finish, can't you? But, she'd make me turn Ben-Hur over to her for paying my fine.
Oh, what does she want with Ben-Hur, Cecil?
She don't want it herself. She hates my car. She doesn't want me to keep it. And this would be her chance to make me get rid of it.
Oh, goodness, you don't want to lose Ben-Hur.
I should say not. So I'll just have to go to jail. And you can tell her I'm spending the week over at somebody's house.
Cecil, I have it.
You've got what?
A way. A chance is the only thing left.
What is it?
Well, now look. Of course, I don't know. But if the judge feels sorry for you, he could let you go free, couldn't he?
If he wanted to, yes. Why?
Why, see, it's simple. All you have to do is make him feel sorry for you. After he finds out you haven't any money to pay a fine, see?
Fine. But what? How do I make him sorry for me?
Well, you'll have to think of that. All I can do is show you the way.
I don't know how to make anyone sorry.
Cecil, you can tell him, Oh, Cecil, you know what you can tell him?
Sure. I could tell him where to head in, but I don't dare.
No, you could tell him that you were married.
Tell him I'm married?
Sure. There's lots of boys marry young.
What would I be married for?
So he'd feel sorry for you.
He wouldn't believe me. You know it.
How does he know? You can wear a fake mustache and look old.
Where would I get a mustache?
Oh, you can rent one someplace, or we can make one. And, oh, Cecil, I have another idea.
I don't like this. You know it won't work. I'll just get in worse.
No, you won't. I have it all planned out now. Cecil, you can tell the judge that you have no money and you're married and have 5 children.
No, I won't. Why, oh, no. Are you crazy, huh? Oh, that's awful.
Well, you want to go to jail?
No, I don't.
Oh, Cecil, you can say your wife is dead, and there's no one to take care of the children if they lock you up, see? You're sure to go free. Isn't that smart of me?
No, I don't like it. You know I couldn't. That, or they wouldn't believe me.
Well, sure they would. If you wore a mustache, they couldn't tell how old you were.
Sally, they might ask me to, well, could I, if, suppose they'd say, where are your children?
Oh, Cecil, that gives me an idea. Oh, my. You know what? I'll borrow Mrs. Mason's baby. They live next door, and they have a new baby. And I'll get her to let me have it tomorrow. I'll tell her I just want to take care of it.
You can't borrow a baby.
Well, sure. And you can take it down to court with you.
No, Sally. I'd be scared to death. No, I won't do it.
Oh, so after all my thinking, you won't do it?
No, Sally, I won't. I can't. No, I won't do it now.
Very well, then. That's the best I can do. Then you'll have to either give up Ben-Hur or go to jail. All right, Sam.